A 500 to 0.4 hour gatherings should be so conducted, and we should so conduct ourselves, that, when we return to our homes, we can have a conscience void of offense toward God and man, a consciousness that we have not wounded or injured in any manner those with whom we have been associated, or had an injurious influence over them. A 503.1 Jesus found pleasure in scenes of innocent happiness. Jesus reproved self-indulgence in all its forms, yet he was social in his nature. He accepted the hospitality of all classes, visiting the homes of the rich and the poor, the learned and the ignorant, and seeking to elevate their thoughts from questions of commonplace life to those things that are spiritual and eternal. He gave no license to dissipation, and no shadow of worldly levity marred his conduct, yet he found pleasure in scenes of innocent happiness and by his presence sanctioned the social gathering. A Jewish marriage was an impressive occasion, and its joy was not displeasing to the Son of Man. To the mind of Jesus the gladness of the wedding festivities pointed forward to the rejoicing of that day, when he shall bring home his bride to the Father's house, and the redeemed with the Redeemer shall sit down to the marriage supper of the Lamb. A 503.2 His example in conversation and conduct, when invited, as his work commenced, to a dinner or feast by Pharisee or publican, he accepted the invitation. On such occasions Christ controlled the table talk and gave many precious lessons. Those present listened to him, for had he not healed their sick, 504 comforted their sorrowing, taken their children in his arms and blessed them. Publicans and sinners were drawn to him, and when he opened his lips to speak, their attention was riveted on him. A 503.3 Christ taught his disciples how to conduct themselves when in the company of those who were not religious and those who were. He taught them by example that when attending any public gathering, they need not want for something to say. But his conversation differed most decidedly from that which had been listened to at feasts in the past. Every word he uttered was a savor of life unto life to his hearers, and they listened with subdued attention, as though desirous of hearing to a purpose. A 504.1 Ellen G. White and a pleasant social gathering, at the close of my long journey east, I reached my home in time to spend New Year's Eve in Healdsburg. The college hall had been fitted up for a Sabbath school reunion. Cypress wreaths, autumn leaves, evergreens, and flowers were tastefully arranged, and a large bell of evergreens hung from the erst doorway at the entrance to the room. The tree was well loaded with donations, which were to be used for the benefit of the poor and to help purchase a bell. On this occasion nothing was said or done that need burden the conscience of anyone. A 504.2 Some have said to me, Sister White, what do you think of this? Is it in accordance with our faith? I answer them, it is with my faith. A 504.3 Draw youth with a winning power. God would have every household and every church exert a winning power to draw the children away from the seducing pleasures of the world and from association with those 505 whose influence would have a corrupting tendency. Study to win the youth to Jesus. A 504.4. Chapter 81, Recreation that yields enduring satisfactions. Exercise that develops hand, mind, and character. The greatest benefit is not gained from exercise that is taken as play or exercise merely. There is some benefit derived from being in the fresh air and also from the exercise of the muscles, but let the same amount of energy be given to the performance of helpful duties, and the benefits will be greater, and a feeling of satisfaction will be realized, for such exercise carries with it the sense of helpfulness and the approval of conscience for duty well done. A 506.1 In the children and youth an ambition should be awakened to take their exercise in doing something that will be beneficial to themselves and helpful to others. The exercise that develops mind and character, that teaches the hands to be useful and trains the young to bear their share of life's burdens, is that which gives physical strength and quickens every faculty. And there is a reward in virtuous industry, in the cultivation of the habit of living to do good. A 506.2 No recreation helpful only to themselves will prove so great a blessing to the children and youth, as that which makes them helpful to others. Naturally enthusiastic and impressible, the young are quick to respond to suggestion. A 506.3 Jesus example, as a youth. The life of Jesus was filled with industry, and he took exercise in performing varied tasks in harmony with his developing physical 507 strength. In doing the work that was marked out for him, he had no time for indulgence in exciting, useless amusements. He took no part in that which would poison the moral and lower the physical tone, but was trained in useful labor and even for the endurance of hardship. 506.4 In his earth life Christ was an example to all the human family, and he was obedient and helpful in the home. He learned the carpenter's trade and worked with his own hands in the little shop at Nazareth. 507.1 The Bible says of Jesus, "And the child grew, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and the grace of God was upon him." As he worked in childhood and youth, mind and body were developed. He did not use his physical powers recklessly, but gave them such exercise, as would keep them in health, that he might do the best work in every line. He was not willing to be defective, even in the handling of tools. He was perfect as a workman, as he was perfect in character,